Hey Adam, how's she going, man?
She's going great. Thanks so much for having me on.
No problem, man. How have things been going? You were out in Alberta not that long ago. You were taking in the Country Music Alberta Awards. You've been doing some shows around Alberta. How have things been going?
It's been great. Getting to meet a lot of new people, playing some shows and places I haven't been as often, so that's really exciting. And then anytime I get a chance to see everyone, the one thing about artists is we're all based in different spots and we're on the road a lot, so it's hard to get together and spend some time together. So it was really nice to see everyone, connect with some people, and it was a great award show too. So
Yeah, it was you told me you were gonna be there. I'm like, wait, what? You're gonna be there? And then there were how many people from BC I didn't expect to see show up there? I'm like, this isn't the BC ones. Interesting. Okay. There was somebody from I know that was from Manitoba that was there. There were people from a few people from Saskatchewan. I'm like, wow, okay. Alberta seems to really be
yeah.
where country music is at.
That was awesome. It's good to see everyone. I heard the lobby jams were good in the hotel too, so that's what the main inspiration for coming out. So
So, I mean, what got you interested in performing music for a career?
that's kind of a weird one. I think a big reason for that is I've always just loved it. I've been writing songs since I was 6 years old, and I was a little slower to actually learning an instrument and starting to actually play. But it's just music, something I always loved, and I've just been driven to create. And I think part of what really drives me is getting to play for people, and people hear your song or sing your song back to you. There's just no better feeling. And basically, if I could play a show every single day, I would.
I mean, you are the 2023 Saskatchewan Country Music Association's Emerging Artist of the Year. What was it like taking home some hardware like that?
That was really exciting. So I actually started my career during 2020 when we were all just stuck at home doing nothing. And I had finished university. I was in that gap between finding a full-time job and graduating. And I was just looking for something to do. So I recorded a demo and kind of put that out there. And then starting during that time frame, you didn't really get to see everyone. So it was really cool to actually get to meet everyone, go to the award show, and then even on top of that, get to walk onto that stage and perform and be recognized was just unbelievable.
So what does something like that, winning an award like that, do for you, for your career? Obviously, it's a nice thing to win, but does that motivate you more? What exactly does even being up for that award, let alone winning it, do for you personally?
I think anytime you get recognition through awards and stuff, it's really an honor. It means a lot to have your peers recognize what you're doing in the industry. But at the end of the day, I'm not making music for awards and stuff. I think it's one of those things that I appreciate it with the bottom of my heart, but I'm just going out there to entertain. And I think there is every single time there's an award given out, there's five or six people just as deserving. And I think it's important to help prop up the community with you, if that makes any sense.
So, I mean, you got a bit of a busy stretch. You've been dealing with some lots of different shows going on. What does downtime for you sort of look like? Is it kicking back and throwing on the old Netflix, or is it downtime is still work time? Like you're still picking up that guitar, still trying to write the next song. Like, what is downtime for an emerging artist really like?
Well, what's this downtime that you're talking about? Because I haven't been able to find it yet. But no, I'm a big sports guy. So if I can find the time, I love hockey, football, and baseball are kind of my three big ones. So if I can find some time, I like to head out with some of my buddies and watch a Sunday night football or sit down for the Super Bowl, stuff like that. I got really into WHL hockey as well over the last couple of years. The Saskatoon Blades have a really good team this year, so it's been fun to watch them. And yeah, that's when I do find a spare second, I try to fit that in. I usually have a guitar in my hands too, so
So who do we root for in the NHL here?
NHL, I'm a Canucks fan. I might get some
Well,
disgruntled reaction to that, but finally have a good
there's
team
a
there
guy in
as
our
well.
news department who would be very happy to hear that, so.
Yeah, we've got to stick together.
Obviously, I'm gonna guess you're thinking there's a chance the cup comes home to Canada for the first time since 93.
I don't want to get my hopes up too much for the Canucks to do it, but I definitely think with Edmonton having a strong team too, I think there's a good chance it does come back to Canada. So I'm really hoping it does.
Just nobody's sitting here thinking it's going to be the Leafs. I
I'm not.
got Winnipeg. Heck, I got Montreal winning a cup before the Leafs do somehow. So,
Yeah, for some reason, I've never gone into a season going, you know what? This might be the Leafs year.
oh, trust me, I grew up in that area. That's all they do is think that. Literally, it could have been the year where they finished second of the basement. They're going into next year. I don't care, man. We got the route planned. This year, we might go down this street. But, and then they never seem to snap out of that reality. No matter how many times Boston does it to them.
Yeah, I've got a buddy who's a big Leafs fan. I think it was either the Florida year or the Tampa year that they lost. And it was like a very close game seven. And I remember how devastated he was watching that in my buddy's basement. So
I get a weird pleasure out of the Leafs losing. I don't know why. I just do.
I kind of agree with you. It's fun to watch.
It's like the Cowboys. You just got to root against them. I'm not sure if you're a Cowboys fan or not. I gotta be careful when I say that, but
no, I'm a Vikings fan. So,
oh, okay. Not sure what you guys are going to do for a quarterback, but we'll leave it at that.
Fair enough.
All right. So the song we're getting ready to play of yours, it's called Blue Moon Girl. You know, you're normally doing a lot of more country rock, as well, our listeners may remember from various songs of yours, like Blame It On Me and Drinking With The Boys. So sort of what made you go with more of a country pop softer song, let's call it?
So I definitely, most of my stuff does lean the country rock way, and I definitely kind of identify as a country rock artist, but I don't like to just like pigeonhole myself into like, okay, I'm going to make this type of music and that's it. So whatever I write, and if I like the song and feel like it suits me, I'll put it out. And this one, I have an album coming out, and I thought this was an important one to go with, because the story behind this song is I was out at a party and I met a girl there, like all songs are, they're about a girl, right? And we hit it off really well. It was a great time. And at the end of the night, she asked for my number. And I was like, of course, here it is. But I realized that I'd broke my phone earlier in the night. And I was like, hey, I swear to God, I'm giving you the proper number, but I won't be able to get back to you until I get my phone fixed. And being the lazy guy I am, I didn't get it fixed for like a week and a half. And I was like, she's gonna be like thinking I just gave her a fake number and everything. I finally got my phone working again, had a text from her, and I was like, oh crap. I was like, you know what I have to do? I have to make it up to her. So I wrote her a song to make up the wait.
Nice. Did that go anywhere or no?
It did for a little bit, but it's no longer a thing, but it definitely helped soothe things over a little bit.
So what exactly are the big plans for the rest of the year? I know you got some more gigs lined up. You just mentioned an album. What does 2024 look like for Adam Johnson?
2024 is hopefully very busy. I got shows lined up all over Saskatchewan, like PA, Saskatoon, Moose Jaw, Yorkton we were just in, but a lot of Saskatoon stuff coming up. I was just in Alberta earlier in the month, but I'm hoping to get back to Alberta again. I really want to do a few smaller places like Red Deer, Medicine Hat, stuff like that. I want to get back to Edmonton. Edmonton was amazing. So lots of playing and then lots of music coming out. So I got March 22nd, I got my next release. We're going to be releasing like every month or two for the rest of the year until September. So lots of music, lots of shows, hope to meet some new people and yeah, just staying busy.
Well, it's an awesome song, dude. It's a really nice little change of pace. I do love the Blame It On Me and Drinking With The Boys, but it's always nice to change it up every once in a while. Thanks for taking the time to talk, Adam.
No problem. Thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.